a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's a momentous Tuesday because usually it happens on a Monday, but Brad Johnson will be joining us for the first time in 2025 in approximately sort of 48 minutes time.
Yeah.
But we thought, hey, let's just get him on to just warm things up a little bit over the phone. Jono, how are you going?
Hi, Tommy, Lingy, Loggy, great to speak to you guys. And how come I'm nervous all of a sudden? Because this is a bit random, Tommy.
Yeah,
you can tell he's smiling as well.
Yeah,
I
did
hear it.
I did mislead you slightly by suggesting that this might just be a little team meeting off air instead of. I just needed to get you on the radio, mate, because we've had a little chat off air about the way we'll roll things out this year.
Have we?
We have.
Tom and Loggy have.
Oh, thanks, Lingy. I know you've got my back in there, 100%.
So you know, we do appreciate you. Is what I want everyone to know that we love you so much.
We love you. We adore you
so much so that you know we. No, Lingy's also good, but the way it usually rolls is that on a Monday you bring in coffees or you know at 8 o'clock when you join us, and that's as you would imagine quite late in the day for us.
Yes. No worries.
I think we'd all recognize that.
I appreciate you waiting a little bit longer for me to arrive. Just have your coffee in the morning.
Yeah,
no, do you?
About that. Look, it is lovely. I mean, we all do the, we all loop our arms through and have a sip together, you know, it's like a, it's quite a
Tommy, where
style.
Are you going with this?
Get on
do
with it.
Do it quickly, rip like the a Band-Aid.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
We've already got our coffees and we're not doing it again this year, Jono. We're not waiting until 8. We have to get coffees at 7, otherwise we will die.
It's not you, it's us.
You've got me out of bed to tell me that.
Yes, get your own coffees and don't worry about us. We will take care of ourselves. We will be fine. And you just take care of your beautiful self, okay?
I can't believe it. I don't know whether I can come in now at 8 o'clock because that's the one thing I really look forward to is sharing a coffee with you guys. What's the point? What's the point of coming in now if we can't have a coffee together?
Do you realise that each Monday morning that we're talking about, Jono goes out of his way to go and get us our coffees?
But that's why we don't want to impede on him anymore.
And you've just shoved it back in his face. You've just thrown it all over him and
look
said,
at this guy jumping off.
I know.
I've been off the whole time, Jono. I'm happy to wait for our 8 o'clock coffee. Given I start at 7, it's not a big sacrifice for me.
Yeah. I'm imagining this whole conversation, Jono, you're just wearing a matching set of pyjamas, like Western Bulldog style. Is that how we're finding you this morning?
Well, I'm just, I normally roll the Peter Alexander or something like that. You know,
tell us what?
Little shorties with sausage dogs on them or something like that?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, all right.
Nah, look, I'm okay with that, generally because I never pay for the coffee anyway, so I'm usually pretty good to go out of my way.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we're sorry. We want to be friends. Can we remain friends?
Look, I think I'll get over it, but it might be a little bit tense for the first day because I won't have a coffee, so therefore I might be a little bit agitated, but we'll be right.
No, get one for yourself.
You've got 45 minutes to get yourself sorted. Whip off those Peter Alexander sausage dogs and chuck on some, I don't know, whatever you wear, and go get something. Just be decent about it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
On the hunt for some information specifically about the waters just off it in Corio Bay, Brad Johnson's here. G'day, mate.
G'day, good morning. It's good to be in studio with you guys.
Yay!
Lovely. Lovely.
It is.
Lovely.
We'll talk about what we discussed earlier in about 10 minutes time, I think, Tommy, now that we're face to face.
Yes, well, nobody called, so now I need your help with this thing, if you can. You may know the answer. I've been parking down there sort of towards, in the Rippleside direction from town, so that, you know, I get a bit of a walk-in pre and post-work each day, plus it's an all-day car park, so that
get
works
get your steps up, well done.
Yeah, so, you know, Cunningham Pier and Deakin, and you sort of wander off, and it's a glorious walk at lunchtime, particularly with the weather like this. To get back to my car, I'm just on the other side of the pedestrian crossing. You know, big, beautiful houses that I'll never be able to afford. And on the other side, and just a stunning vista of Corio Bay. You know, there's the Viva smokestacks, and there's the Corio Quay with the oil ships coming in and stuff. Really pretty stuff. But there is also There's also about 80-odd little boats that are moored just in the water. They're not attached to anything. There's no little walkway, little gangway for you to go and get on your boat.
That's right. And I have seen those.
I walk past them every day. Now, you're sort of in that owning a boat rarefied air sort of territory, as is Cameron Ling. Have you got a microphone, Ling?
Thank you, Tom. His is more a yacht than a boat.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so
do you want to go there, Lingy? Like,
Stay on topic.
Okay.
Exactly.
There's something
that was
there.
A cheap one early
there's
on.
Something
wasn't
there.
Yeah. So I want to know, how do the people who own those boats get to the boat?
Well, the thing that comes to my mind straight away is, how is Lingy not being able to answer this because of the yacht that he does have at home?
Yes, it's in Croatia in the bay. At the moment. So.
Exactly.
Do you really?
No.
That's a really good point that you make, Tommy.
Yeah.
You're either swimming out there.
Swimming out there.
Swimming out there to get on your boat.
Or you've got your boat. You've got a tiny little sailboat. They're the cutest little things, but a dinghy, a tinny, would be the same size. So if you're, like, taking that to get to it and then attaching that, it's
to tow
very,
the tin.
Very, very cumbersome.
Then you've got to get – when you come back to shore, you've got to get that out of the water.
Yeah.
So I think you're either wading out – on low tide.
Disgusting.
I assume you're either got a little dinghy or a little canoe maybe that you're able to...
Kayak.
A kayak that you can possibly use.
That's depends, a way to say it.
A two-seater if you've got a couple of people. Yeah. Not sure.
There's a little group of those sheds along there that you're talking about where you'd walk. Boat sheds. They do some repairs there. They dry dock some of the smaller ones there.
Yeah.
I reckon there's some sort of... like a service that's taking you out.
See, Lingy's got a helipad on top of his. No. Yeah. So it doesn't matter. Right?
That is
so
the floating helipad.
He
isn't
just
it?
Yeah. flies over the top of town and lands in the bay. Okay. And off he goes again.
Just hanging out beside superhero.
Yeah. You know that helicopter that does the tourist things down at Geelong there? Yeah. So that comes and picks Cameron up in his house and flies him and lands on top of his. Sometimes next to, because it can land in the water, sometimes next to. And he just climbs onto the yacht. He's got jet skis off the back. He's got a big slide that goes down.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
So have good to have you guys, back, Jono.
Haven't you guys been on it?
No.
Never got the invite. Never got
these guys on. I wanted
a blast this summer out there.
I was excited to have you back. I wanted to get you coffees. These are the two who cut you out of the coffee run. Don't turn on me, Jono.
I can't believe Loggy did as well.
All right. Well, so no one knows.
Turn on the people
boats.
You love, don't
no.
you?
That's true.
And I'm still no closer to the answer of how people get to their boat.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of a fourth wheel, Brad Johnson's here for Prestige Jayco Geelong, your local Jayco dealer, open 7 days. Less awkward, but g'day.
G'day. G'day.
Good to have you. Good
have you got have an you answer back. To Lingy's problem?
how do we put the genie back in the bottle about the fact that you have a super yacht in Croatia? No, just quick recap is Western Beach. I've been walking past. They've got the little sailboats moored in Corio Bay, just off the beach there.
Not near the yacht club.
We know past those boat sheds, and I want to know how people get out to their boats. And are they not able to? Is that why they're just sitting there and you never, ever see anybody on them ever?
Because your suspicion was they're prop boats by the City of Greater Geelong to make it look good.
Picturesque, yeah. On 52232955, Kim's in Corio. G'day, Kim. What do you reckon, mate?
Well, I reckon that they do have little dinghies and they moor them off of the same weight. So they switch them up. So if they're when they come in, they don't need to pay anything to keep them. You know that little jetty near the yacht club?
Mm.
There's a tiny little wooden jetty there, and you often see just a little wooden boat sitting there, which I think belong to the yacht house. So they sort of, I don't know, they switch them up. So they're going to go out for a yacht ride, they little boat, hook it up,
their
yacht, unhook it, and off they go.└
So you're saying whatever their little sailboat or whatever their yacht is hooked to, they hook the little dinghy to that and then unhook their yacht and then they go off for their sail and then they come back and it's a
but that only one person could do that then, because then the little wooden dinghy that's used to get out there is gone for the next person.
No, I reckon you're...
I think they fit about... three or four.
Well,
okay.
It needs to be weighted, though.
Well, like, it's funny. It's
the right weight, where the weight needs to be.
It's funny you should say that, because Josh from Breakwater called as well, Kim, and he didn't want to talk on the radio, but he did say, so those boat sheds, specifically like Western Beach part of town, they've got a whole heap of what they call tenders or whatever, little tiny little boats.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They'll row one out and then they'll attach it to the weight or whatever, the buoy, attach it to the buoy.
To the mooring point, yeah.
Which is a Destiny's Child song as well.
Yeah.
But then they go off for their sail and then they come back after the day and then they
But
get
we're
back
yet to see it in real life, aren't we?
Again, I don't know if I believe that. It's not all just props set up by the City of Greater Geelong.
Maybe we'll have to send you out there.
Get my own kayak, hey? Get out there and go for a paddle. Why not? It's good weather.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.